Tiny Homes up next on the Handy Guys Podcast.
Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, a podcast for handy guys from handy guys. Here are the handy guys themselves, Brian and Paul.
So, Brian, you recently emailed me an article that is out there on the, what do they call it, like the intro, what did that one senator call it, the internets or something like that?
The intrawebs.
The intrawebs, I don't know. What do you call and you sent me through the pipe, I think, right. An article. Anyway, it was about these tiny homes.
Yep.
And about a someone out in California who's been promoting the idea of, well, I think they're like miniature homes. They almost don't look. They almost look like dollhouses.
They look like sheds, or you know,
they're no bigger than sheds in many cases, or campers. But they're actually supposed to be homes that are sustainable and livable for maybe one person, I guess, maybe two in some cases.
Right, small family, or you know, maybe, I don't know.
You can check out the person that the article was about. He's got a blog called tinyhouseblog.com. And we were talking about this, and we want to talk about the idea of downsizing.
Right.
I don't know if it means a tiny home, but
you know,
certainly.
A few weeks ago, we did a show about, you know, getting some expenses under control, you know, dropping out the normal phone bill, dropping out the, you know, the cable or the satellite, and, you know, things like that, kind of simplifying a little bit. And this kind of goes to that theme, because we don't need all of, you know, 97 different subscriptions
right.
that cost you on a monthly basis. So the idea with tiny homes is somewhat in that vein. It's about simplifying and you know, having only what you need. You know, it's kind of the anti or the antithesis of the McMansion trend of a few years ago.
Well, we'll talk about those trends. Let's give out our contact information. You can reach us at our website, handyguyspodcast.com. Fill out our contact form. You can email us at us@handyguyspodcast.com. We also need to announce we're going to be doing the True Value Facebook.
Yes, we're going to start that on, what is it, Monday the 12th. And all week we'll be on Facebook. And so you can find us facebook.com/thehandyguys or on the True Value page as well. You can post questions there and we'll answer them.
Okay. Up next, tiny homes.
Got a project on your honey-do list? Let the handy guys know about it, and they may talk about it on their next podcast.
So, Brian, we want to first, let's just talk about the extreme here. This article, and you can just Google tiny homes and Fox News, and you'll find it. It's like the second hit on Google. But
it was an Associated Press article that Fox News picked up on, and several, I saw it in a few other news outlets as well. So it's probably all over the place right now. But yeah, so they talked about homes as small as, what was the small number? 86 square feet?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
I don't know.
I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, what's 86?
8 feet by 10 feet or a little more.
Yeah, that's
basically.
You know, I want to get a shed for my backyard or build a shed for my backyard, and it's going to be bigger than that.
Yeah.
And that's just for, you know, like my rake and my mower and my, you know, that kind of stuff.
No, I don't know. Yeah, that's a single floor. You'd have to have another floor, but then you don't even have enough room for stairs and, you know.
That would just be I don't even know what 86 square foot would look like. I mean, you could get a bed in there and maybe a
I don't think they have bathrooms in some of these tiny homes. It doesn't look like.
You'd an have an outhouse or something like that.
But we were talking, you know, you don't have to go that small, but a lot of people are thinking about downsizing because they've been burned by the real estate economy. And also, if you think about prices over the years, people didn't consider the heating and cooling costs carefully, and those prices have gone up a lot in the last five to 8 years.
Here in Pennsylvania, they're talking about a 30% increase in electricity rates when the rate caps expire at the end of this year. So yeah, people may be in for sticker shock. I know people in my neighborhood that have trouble meeting their monthly expenses, you know, heating and cooling and, you know, and taxes. And, you know, you move into this big house. Some people got suckered in with, you know, 110% value, you know, mortgages and, you know, crazy stuff like that. And it just, you know, people are at the end of their ropes. Fortunately, I'm not in that situation. I don't think you are. But, you know, a lot of money does go out every month to expenses for maintaining a larger home.
Yes, and I've noticed that not only you have those big expenses, but on the other hand, we collect a lot of things. You have more space and you collect more junk, or maybe it's not junk, but
it's stuff.
It's stuff, yeah. And
I'm just looking around here. I see lots of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And I noticed that when we looked about the tiny house article, the one thing he was talking about was that you learn what you really need, because the fact is, if you live in a house that small, in one of these tiny homes, you can't have stuff. You have to give away your table saw. You have to give up.
Yeah, I'm not giving away my workshop, Paul.
The extra couple PCs like I have in here. You got to give up, you know, several instruments, or you can't have the piano and the guitar and everything else. So,
right. And, you know, fireplace. Let's see. What do I have? I have I have a living room. I have a family room. I have a dining room. I have a eat-in kitchen breakfast area with a, you know, and a full kitchen, full finished basement. The basement, finished basement's 1,400 square feet. Just for the basement.
So maybe, Brian, we just need to seal off certain areas of our home to save heat and electricity. We'll just give up parts of our home somehow. We can just wall in, you know, a whole section, like a couple bedrooms, maybe the basement.
I'm not ready to do that, but
make your room a small home.
Right. We talked about that when we talked about heaters last fall, I think it was. And we talked about saving electricity by using a space heater. And the only way you can do that is if you turn down the heat and just heat that one room you're in, kind of a thing. And maybe you'll have a savings. But
if you do one of these, let's just say a moderately smaller home.
Well, you've been to my cottage at the campground, right? That cottage is, I don't know, how many square feet?
That's a small home.
Yeah, it's 14 feet by 20 feet, two floors. So whatever that works out to. You know, it's under 1,000 square feet. But
it's 280 square foot for the bottom floor, but then you lose some from the stairs and all that.
Right. So you've got, you know, someone came into that cottage one time and says, I could live here. And I was thinking, maybe. But, you know, it's small. It's two bedrooms and a living room and a kitchen. Now, that would be maybe falling into the realm of tiny home. But I don't think I could live there for, you know, more than a week or two. You know, that's what we do now every year.
But if you think what you can do if you had a smaller home, let's say you were going to design it from scratch. First of all, you'd have to give up a lot of things, a lot of stuff, because there's just no room for it. And then on the other hand, though, we were talking about this earlier. If you have a smaller home, then you can consider using the best materials because you have a lot less surface area that you're going to be building, and you can now perhaps afford the slate roof or the masonry wall, you know, exterior, or, you know, hardwoods or whatever you like, the plaster inside.
Right. You know, use exotic woods to trim out your windows and, you know,
exactly.
Things like that. So
you're going to use wood windows and not
plastic, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can actually, and there are, I remember not too long ago, I was, well, actually it's been a while, probably maybe 5 or 6, 7 years ago, I was watching this old house, I think it was, or one of those shows. And they were, they had on an architect that specialized in smaller homes. And I think she was based out in the Chicago area, if I recall, or maybe Minnesota or somewhere out there in the Midwest. And she designed smaller homes. And it was really neat because I noticed, and they went into some of her designs, some of the homes that had been built, is that they were very well thought out, not only space, but light. And usually, like today, when you get a home, you buy a big home, it's just a square room with, dry walls and windows. That's it. But in this home that was designed well by designer, you had built-in shelving in key areas. So your family room had major walls with built-in shelving. Some rooms, I think the family room also used glass block perhaps or something like that to allow light to pass from one room to the next.
Sure.
And use, you know, walls in certain ways to create make the room look bigger, and the entryway to make the house, you know, more inviting and things like that. And I noticed, though, in addition to it just being well thought out, was that the materials were all top notch, really nice wall paneling, wainscoting exterior, and you know
where some of
that
comes from is in the boat industry, yachts and sailboats and things like that all have, you know, on the higher end. You've got staterooms and cabins and so forth, and they make those, you know, they take advantage of every nook and cranny, every curve of the ship, you know, for
sure.
For storage. Everything's got its place.
Right.
You know, you have a...
so what do you do at Christmas
time? A drawer
time?
For your flashlight. You have a drawer for your, you know, everything kind of fits. And what do you do at Christmas time?
If just re-gift, I guess, all those gifts that you get.
Right. Just tell people don't give you any gifts. Or, yeah. You know,
it does change the way you think. There's nowhere to store things. You don't even have, where do you store the, you know, these tiny homes, there is no place to store the Christmas ornaments. You can have maybe one string of lights. That's it.
Yeah, where are you going to store it the rest of the year? Right.
You gotta,
my in-laws had 34 people for Thanksgiving dinner.
You don't do that in a small home.
You do not do that in a small home by any stretch of the imagination. So the thing I would be worried about in a really small home or a tiny home is I'd feel like a leech, you know?
Yeah, you could.
Right? Because you're taking advantage of other people's larger homes. You're going to other people's houses to socialize for family meals or whatever.
Yeah, I just wonder. I don't think it has to be super tiny, but if you go over to Europe or places like that where it's a lot more denser in population and the homes are a lot smaller, you see that people make do just fine.
Oh, sure. I've seen there's a show called House Hunters International I've watched a few times, and they've talked about, you know, apartment hunters in Bangkok, Thailand, or Hong Kong, China, where, you know, They're looking for 600 square foot apartments are huge and costing, you know, $1 million or something like that.
Right.
Ridiculous. So the advantage of a small home is sustainability. That's what the, you know, the big buzzword is around that. But I think it might be financial stability and financial sustainability for your family.
Sure.
If things turn south in the economy further than they are, it'd be nice having the income that supports that McMansion, but you know, having the mortgage being less than your car payment or no mortgage at all.
Right. And just think all the fewer do-it-yourself projects you would have with a smaller home. You just have fewer lights to take care of, fewer electrical runs, fewer plumbing issues, et cetera.
You might not have any plumbing issues in some of these.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should just go back to using outhouses.
Right.
That would be a lot easier and sustainable.
You know, at the campground, Paul, we still keep those outhouses in order for the off season, just in case someone needs to use it. So they still exist out there.
Up next, we'll be back with a wrap up.
Don't know where to get reliable answers for your do-it-yourself projects? Why not search the Handy Guys Archive at handyguyspodcast.com.
So, Brian, there is one big dilemma with these small homes, and that is if you're...
No, I got a second dilemma.
Oh, you have a second. Well, I have one, and you can share one.
Okay.
If you're in a big home, in this market, you're in a big home. There's no easy way to just say, oh, I'm going to sell my house and downsize.
You know, that was the dilemma I was going to bring up too, Paul. You know, I've been watching home values, and in the past 3 years, my home value has not increased as I expect. Is the case for most people. Fortunately, my home value has not significantly decreased either. It's just been flat. So that's good. I'm not underwater in the mortgage or anything like that. I don't know, more than the house is worth. So in a pinch, you know, if something dramatic happened, I could probably get out and walk away with some cash. But that's not the case for everybody.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. And you can't just, it's going to take a long time for things to change, really, because we have all these McMansions, as you call them.
Right.
And, there was an article in this month's Fine Home Building that was a bit sort of about this, not about small homes. It was more about the how do we end up here with large homes? And it was just going through all this whole thing about how fossil fuels were so cheap, and we just kind of got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But, you know, I'm kind of glad I'm in a little bit more of a modest house than some of these huge mansions.
Right.
I mean, I'm not in a mansion, but
compared to the tiny home,
2,200 square feet. Yeah,
it is a mansion.
Right.
But, you know, when my wife and I bought our last house, we kind of were debating, do we want to get a larger lot and a smaller house, or a bigger house and a smaller lot. And we ended up going the bigger house, smaller lot route because we fell in love with the house. We really liked its layout, its amenities, the room it had, and the location was good and all of that. So that's the way we went. In retrospect, I would have liked to had more land. I think that would be nice.
Yeah, I suppose. It's a trade-off for sure. All right. Well, that's all we have for this week's podcast. We will be back next week, next couple weeks, and for our 2010 wrap-up before the holidays, and we'll see you then.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
The Handy Guys will be back next week. Same handy time, same handy website.